to the end zone. He goes. Touchdown, Hogs!
Allen with time. It's a post and wide open for the touchdown.
Allen looks to toss on first down over the middle. Touchdown.
Allen lost it. That is tight end. Touchdown. Allen on the ground. Trying and push through for the win.
Hour number three of the Morning Rush coming at you, going right to the phone lines. We're welcoming in our next guest, a guy that threw for over 5,000 yards at Arkansas, 36 passing touchdowns. Austin Allen now joins us on the Morning Rush. Austin, good morning. Appreciate the time, man. We were talking with Dan Skipper, your former teammate, a couple weeks back, and talking about the TCU game, particularly the call you heard from Joe Test there.
Yeah.
And he tackled you after the game. Not only did he tackle you into the end zone, he jumped on you after the game. How did that feel? Did you feel anything when Dan jumped on you?
Yeah, pain. He felt pain.
You know, good morning. Thank you for having me on. I was watching that video that I think Ty posted yesterday, and I kind of forgot about it, but he suplexed me pretty much in the back of the end zone after scoring. I thought my back was sore from maybe the game or something like that, but I know now that it was from Dan just giving me a bear hug and throwing me over his shoulder.
Yeah, I don't think we all have a full appreciation of how massive of a human being Dan no. Skipper is. We see it. We see the numbers, the 6'10". Put it in perspective for us when you had to huddle up with this guy, how massive of a human being he is.
It's hard to really put in perspective. I would guess whenever you're going against Miles Garrett or someone who's 6'6", 250, and Dan is kind of looking down on him, it makes him look like just a regular-sized human being. I think that's when you kind of notice just how large of a person he is. And then after you're eating food or something in the cafeteria, and then he comes to the table with about three plates of food, fully stacked all the way high with another plate of dessert. I mean, it's – I don't know where it goes, but – that is one gigantic human being.
Austin, I remember making the trip down to Fort Worth for that game. I had my SEC flag in my pocket, and at a certain point, I was like, they're going to lose this game, and I'm not going to be able to pull that sucker out. Dan blocks that field goal. You go in OT, or second OT, and I am just going ballistic because there are TCU fans just mocking us the entire game because we're in a TCU section.
Right.
Is that your favorite football memory at Arkansas?
I think that's right up there. I really enjoyed the Ole Miss game also later on in that year. But I would say that's probably the most exciting one. And then the Ole Miss was probably the most relieving game of my career. So, the flight back from Fort Worth was a blast. So that's something I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Give us a sense of what it was like growing up in your household. I mean, everyone knows you and your brother and your dad and your family's history. How competitive was it growing up as a kid for you?
We would have backyard basketball games, and one of us would go in crying pretty much every time that we played. So it was video games, it was basketball, it was wiffle ball in the backyard, who could make the best diving catch in baseball. Everything we did was always competitive between me and my two brothers, and then even my little sister, she's got that competitive streak also. So, it made us better as athletes and as people, really, just being able to compete against one another and doing all that.
What was the one thing you always wanted to get them involved in because you knew you could beat them at it? And then what was the one thing you wanted to avoid because you knew Brandon or one of your other siblings would get the best of you on it?
Yeah, I always try to avoid the basketball court. I was good at basketball, but they would just back me down, and we'd have the hoop on about 7 feet, and they just dunk all over me. And at that age, I couldn't really dunk. I might have been second grade or something like that. But NCAA football, I was pretty good at that game. Anytime I could get them in that, I'd have my creative team and put the sliders all the way up without them knowing. So I'd always get them in that.
An inherited advantage. Yeah. Austin, you bring up video games, man. I don't know if you recognize the intro, but I was joking with you yesterday, hey, what walk-up song do you want, man? And it was the Call of Duty Black Ops 4 intro. How much better of a Call of Duty player are you than Brandon and some of your other siblings?
You know, I have never been a Call of Duty or Fortnite player. Brandon was always the Call of Duty guy. I was more NBA, 2K, Madden, NCAA football, and then MLB The Show, really. I don't know why I never got into the shooting games. I feel like every time I did try to play, I'd get shot before I could even fire the gun or whatever. So I just would get frustrated and decided not to play those.
So you mentioned NCAA and NBA 2K and some others. With just everything going on, the coronavirus, it's harder for us to be social. We're supposed to be social distancing. How much of an uptick have you seen your video games being played?
You know, not too much, really. I got a 9-to-5 job, so I'm pretty much busy all day. If I do get a time, I play this game called Golf Club, where get 18 holes in. So that's pretty much the only video games I really play right now.
Are you like your brother? Do you like to get out on the course? Is it just a video thing, or do y'all have some battles? Do you and Brandon have some battles on the golf course as well?
Yeah, me, Brandon, and my oldest brother Christian. We're all pretty much the same type of golfers. We all shoot, if we're really on, maybe 78, something like that. And then if we're average, it's probably about 85, something like that. So every time we go out there, we put a little money down. It gets pretty competitive. We make sure we measure the putts, make sure it's inside the leather. If it's right out, you got to putt it out. So we have a lot of fun out on the golf course.
Who's best off the tee in that group? Who can hit the biggest bomb off the tee?
Biggest bomb is probably me. Brandon, he just tries to hit in the fairway, so he does this quarter swing thing that always goes in the fairway. And then Christian, if he gets a hold of one, he might bomb it 350 down the middle of the fairway, or he might be four fairways over.
Long and wrong.
Yeah.
Austin Allen with us here on the Morning Rush. You mentioned 9-to-5 job now. Catch the audience up a little bit that may have lost touch since you played for the Razorbacks.
Yeah.
Walk us through, you know, the rest of your football career and kind of what you're doing now.
Yeah. So after Arkansas, I got picked up by the Bucks for that preseason. I guess it was 2018 now. Got through there and then got cut at the end of the preseason. Was kind of back at home, not knowing what I was going to do. Then the AAF came along, and I was able to get drafted to the Salt Lake City Stallions, and they had a quarterback draft. So that would have been November 2018. I was in Salt Lake City from about December till April, whenever after 8 weeks that whole league shut down. So got a flight back to Fayetteville, middle of April, and then was kind of just not sure what I was going to do. That had been April 2019. So then tried out for the XFL, did all that. That didn't really work out. Didn't get picked up there. And so now I'm living in Kansas City working for Travelers Insurance, and that's where I'm at 3 years later, really.
Austin, what's the best barbecue in KC, man? I know there's a lot of really good answers out there, and I've been to KC 20-plus times.
You know, I couldn't even tell you. I've had Jack Stack barbecue a few
times.
That's a
good one.
Yeah. I've had, I couldn't even tell you.
Joe's, Arthur Bryant's, Q30.
Yeah, we'll give you some list. We'll give you a list here.
What is it? Did you say Q9?
Q39.
Q39, yes. That one's probably the best one.
That sounds like a play call. Q30. It sounds like something in a string of
like
a play call.
Quarterback sweep to the left right there.
Austin, we had your brother on a few weeks ago, and we were just giving him a hard time. Because I have a brother, too. He's 16 months younger than me, and we compete in everything like you and Brandon did. And the two notches you have up on BA is you won two state titles at Fayetteville. and he says you like to jab him about that every once in a while. How much does that conversation come up when you guys are talking about football?
There's really two things I like to jab him about. It's I got two state championships on him at Fayetteville, and then at the combine I ran a 4.8 140, and I think he ran a 4.8 440, so I always say that I'm faster than him. So that's the two things I always get them on.
And those will never change, will they?
Uh-uh. I mean, it's set in stone. Can't go back to combine now. So, got him on that one.
Awesome. But, oh, go ahead.
What were you saying?
I was going to say, in the 2011 or 2012 state championship, I'm forgetting which one it was, but you guys had lost to Benville in the regular season. And I'm from Little Rock, so I went to those state championship games. And earlier in the game, you threw a throwback pass. And I'm forgetting the running back you threw it to.
Bryce Cahagan.
Yeah. And you guys elect to go for two again. I don't remember if it was in overtime or at the end of the game. And you threw another throwback pass, and it was perfect on the money. How scared were you in that particular moment with the game on the line that you might overthrow it or underthrow it?
You know, not really. I forget what we even called that play call, but we practiced that every single Wednesday after practice. Coach Batten always had his trick plays that he had in the playbook for that week, and we always practiced it. We did that for, I guess, 13 straight weeks of running that same play where Brad Colt would come in motion and fake to him, fake to the running back, sprint out, and throw it back to Tyler Tutt for that play. So it was wide open. I just kind of threw him a punt just to make sure I didn't throw it out of bounds or anything like that. So worked to perfection, and I think right when we scored to tie it up, we knew we were going to go for two, so everyone was ready.
Austin, it's Father's Day weekend coming up. We'd be remiss not to bring your dad up in this conversation because so many fans, I mean, because he's been a part of that Razorback program until recently, you know, since the 90s when Houston Nutt came in. Give us a sense of what it was like growing up as a coach's son, all the history you had a front row seat for from the 90s all the way through your playing career. I'm sure this is always a special weekend to be with your dad this time of the year for you and your siblings.
Yeah. Growing up, being able to experience what me and my brothers and sister and family got to experience being around the football program, around some of the great players that have ever played for Arkansas, where we got footballs of Darren McFadden, Peyton Hillis, Matt Jones, all signed in our house. And sometimes he would have players over to come play basketball and grill out. So just being able to have that kind of relationship with players when I was second, third grade, you know, just idolizing those guys was pretty awesome. And then, being there to be on the sidelines for some of the best games. I mean, I was on the sidelines for the Miracle on Markham. I was on the sidelines for the LSU game that, you know, wherever Darren McFadden broke off the safety and took it 80 yards. So there's just so many memories I have where, you know, as a kid growing up at Arkansas, that's who you idolize. You idolize the Arkansas Razorbacks, want to be them, and being able to have, you know, that kind of experience as a kid and then actually play for them and have a career with them is really, really special.
I remember the video when your brother got the start in Denver and they panned to the crowd and showed your dad and the family. And just you could see the pride on his face sitting there in Denver watching that game.
Oh, yeah.
What did that moment mean for him and just the Allens as a family when Brandon finally got his number called to start?
I'm sure Brandon was nervous going into that start, but I'm 100% positive my dad was way more nervous than Brandon was. He didn't want to talk to anyone before the game, and he was focused. So, I mean, that was probably one of the coolest moments we've had, where able to see his name called in the starting lineups at an NFL game, and then for him to go out and play as well as he did. I mean, that's one of the coolest moments I've had in my life, one of the most fun 3 hours I've had in my life also. So, you know, it was really special. And I think he got to go watch Brandon play also in Minnesota when they played. So who would have guessed, you know, a kid from Fayetteville, Arkansas, making it that far and, you know, starting NFL games and winning NFL games. So, it was really cool for our family.
But starting in an NFL game still doesn't top the better speed in the 40 or the two-state championship.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
in my mind.
Yeah, that was head-to-head, man. I mean, you did that.
It really was, yeah.
Exactly.
Who knows, man? I mean, you would have won more NFL games.
I mean, the Bucks were just moving you out of the way to bring that Brady guy in down the road. That's all it was to it, right?
Yeah, it was a long-term plan for that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Austin, you mentioned y'all's competitive nature growing up, and we're speaking with Austin Allen, former Arkansas quarterback here on the Morning Rush. And with being your dad, being around the program, Brandon elected to go to the U of A, was there any point in high school where you didn't think you were going to end up a Razorback?
You know, sophomore year, I thought I was going to be a baseball player. I was pretty good in baseball. And then Brandon started as a senior in football, and I was kind of just the backup playing sophomore and JV that whole year. So I didn't really enjoy football too much. And then played well for our varsity baseball team and all that, and really wanted to go play summer baseball, but decided on playing 7-on-7. And then that summer, and then things kind of got better at football, and things kind of took off there, had a really good junior year, got some offers. And, you know, right when I first started getting offers, I wasn't exactly set on going to Arkansas. I kind of took a few visits where I went to Oklahoma State, saw some other places just to see what else was out there. But then once it really came down to it, Paul Petrino offered me, I couldn't pass up on the opportunity. So, that's kind of how that went.
What was it like for your dad playing a part of your recruitment? I know as a father, he wants what's best for you, but also being on the staff, how did that dynamic play out, Austin?
Yeah, he said, do whatever you want to do. I think that was the coolest part of it all. Is he said, you know, I'm going to support you no matter what. If you want to go to North Carolina or wherever it was, that's your decision. This is your decision. You go where you feel like it's the best fit and where you would fit in. And he really didn't push me either way. Whenever he was, you know, at work on staff, whenever I would go and visit, then it's a little different story. Then he's working and he's got to try to recruit me there. But at home, he said, you know, it's up to you, and he'll support me any which way.
So what was his best recruiting pitch as a coach, not dad? I want to hear this.
Oh,
hey, think of all those free tickets I've given you over the years.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, I really wanted to go there because when we were in high school and growing up, he was recruiting all the time, you know, had to miss some of our games. Wouldn't able to be there on Friday nights because he might be in Texas, you know, recruiting. So for him to be able to, you know, remain on staff for me and Brandon and be able to, you know, watch us every practice, every game, you know, be around us at training table, all that stuff. So it was a really, really cool dynamic for us.
And I guess for all the grief that Brett Bielema gets after he's gone, him having your dad as a part of the program made all of that possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I did. Coach B is great guy, great coach in my eyes. You know, there's not one bad thing I could say about that man. He was true to his word. You know, worked hard. I mean, he's really great guy in my eyes.
Awesome. We got about 30 seconds left before we let you go. I know you've had short hair for the majority of your life and then you grew it out a little bit. What's this bet that you and Hunter Henry had to grow up that
you
hair?
You can see my hair right now. I got that quarantine flow going.
There you go.
It was about 3 or 4 years ago. We were living together and he started growing out his hair, and then we had like a $20 bet or something like that, or might've been $10 with Hunter, but who could grow their hair out the longest? And then he won the Mackey Award, so he cut his hair, like, it might have been in December, January, something like that. And then I kept my hair out for the spring. And then I forgot that we had picture day, so I was golfing, and I came in for workouts or something, but picture day. And then I just took off my hat, and I didn't realize it was for the media program. So that mullet picture that's in the program and all over Google is the worst look of all time, because I didn't realize we were doing picture day or anything like that. I thought it was just a random picture. So now that's the look I have. That's the look I had for my whole senior year and everything on Google. It's terrible.
Hey, it's okay, man. We all grow our hair out.
Think your hair's bad. You ought to see Ty.
Yeah, I get my hair cut once every 6 months, so I'm right there with you. Austin Allen, former Arkansas quarterback, kind enough to make some time for us this morning. Austin, we appreciate it, man. Go get you some good barbecue today. You're in the hot spot there,
right,
in KC.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to go do that. Appreciate y'all having me on.
Absolutely, right, Austin. Good stuff, man.
Yeah. Thank you, Austin.